Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the program that tries to help your dollars make a little more sense. Dollars and Cents is sponsored by CEFQ, not a bank better. And when it comes to Dollars and Cents, who better to talk to than Paris McConnell? Paris McConnell, many people know as the iCash lady. For years with the Illinois Treasurer's Office, she was encouraging us to go to the Treasurer's website to find money that had been missing for some years. Well, now she works with the Lieutenant Governor's Office. Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton is her boss, and she works closely with the Lieutenant Governor, and she is, of course, a member of the Peoria Public School Board. So for years, it was thought that as Chicago goes, so goes the state of Illinois, meaning that when lawmakers passed bills in Springfield, they were beholden to the big city, Chicago. And in recent years, I think those of us who live downstate in Peoria can credit State Senator Dave Kaler and State Representative Jahan Gordon Booth with somewhat changing that narrative. You agree?
Yes. What I have witnessed in serving in state government for the past almost 20 years is representation matters. And when you have a representative such as Jahan Gordon Booth, Senator Kaler, you have people who are willing to partner with their colleagues. And yes, this is the state of Illinois, and Chicago's populations, it is the leading force. But I'm proud to say that our representatives know how to partner with their colleagues. They have brought Peoria, Central Illinois to the table, and that Chicago knows there are a lot of valid things happening in Central Illinois and with those partnerships. That is how we are now at the table, and we are able to be valued, because for so long, some of our leadership did not know how to partner, and you must know how to do that.
There's so much to talk to you about. Prior to you working with the Lieutenant Governor's Office, you were with the State Treasurer, and I remember having many conversations with you about how people don't know that there's money there for them, that those unclaimed dollars. Talk to me about some things that you learned in the Treasurer's Office that are important for us to know in terms of how government works for the people.
So in the Treasurer's Office, Mr. Frerichs has put great energy in the iCash program. It's a federal mandate. Every state has a cash program. Mr. Frerichs has put concerted effort in the staff. We target areas. We target people who don't have internet. We would go into senior housing units to disadvantaged areas and try to build trust with that community and to search. And anybody can. You can go to iCash at illinois.gov and you can search by entering in your first and your last name and the city you live, and you can search it, and it's free, and it's valid, and it is safe.
And this is money.
This is cash money.
This is money that you don't know you have.
And it could be not only you, it could be your parents, it could be a sister, brother. When you get into your deceased family members who have money there, it could be a tax refund, a rebate. Property taxes, some people overpaid on their property taxes, got a rebate, it got turned over to us. If you have a parent or grandparent who is no longer here and you search their name, you can still claim it. However, you will need a death certificate, your birth certificate. You have to be willing to sign a affidavit date stating that you are a natural relative.
So how, I mean, this just fascinates me. How common is that, or uncommon is it?
It's very common. You have people, I remember a lady, a grandmother set aside like $5,000 for her grandchildren. She didn't tell her daughter she was doing it. So the grandmother passed, and the money automatically went into the grandchildren's name. Once the mom searched it and she said, hey, how does my son and my daughter have money in their names? Well, it was a bank account. It went dormant. And the bank can only hold it for so many months. And it's a federal law. It's a mandate. You have to turn it over to the state. And the state holds it in fiduciary until somebody can find it. And if you don't find it, it's going to sit there forever. Nobody else can claim it. So if it's in Paris's name, nobody can. Once I leave, then my children can't. But if it's in Gary's name, and so people need to just do the search. It's free. You can do it from your smartphone. You can go to a library. You can go anywhere and search it often, because money is turned over every 6 months. And you'd be surprised how many closed accounts. We had money out there from a insurance check from ice damage back in 2011.
You mean we, your family?
Right. So we had insurance checks that came to the house. And I believe my husband was supposed to deposit. He didn't. Some kind of way, it was about $400 land in the state. And when I start working for the treasurer, one day I just said, let me just put my name in and see what's out there. Bam. There was $400, and I was excited to have it because it's
my
money.
Who got to keep it, you or your husband?
Oh, absolutely. I kept it because I found it.
Yes. Why did I even ask that question? I should have known. But no, that is great. Okay, so before we move on, give me some specific information about that program. All people would need to do is just go to the State of Illinois' website.
You want to go to the Illinois Treasurer's Office.
Illinois Treasurer's Office.
Right,
okay.
Illinois State Treasurer's Office.
And then it'll prompt you to get to this iCash.
It's called iCash, and it is, the official name is the Illinois Unclaimed Property, and it is managed by the Illinois State Treasurer's Office. And you claim it through the Treasurer's Office, and the check comes from the state comptroller, and that keeps us all honest. So we process all the paperwork, and you get the check from the state comptroller's office, and it's just called iCash. I-C-A-S-H.
And since you've been doing this, you've given out, what, a couple million?
I'm sure. There was one gentleman that stands out of my senior guy. Dad had a great will, stocks, and he had over $68,000 with us, and I was able to follow through with the process with him. Met a lady over in Pekin. I was working at the Pekin municipal building. Lady had a husband, been passed away maybe 30 years. He had a life insurance policy. She didn't know about it. And she was able to recover about $24,000.
Wow.
So it's just, yeah. And notable, Carver Center, somebody left an endowment to Carver Community Center maybe 10 years ago. And about 2016-17, we reached out to Carver, and we were able to return that money to Mr. Ken Hinton at the time, who was serving as chair. But there's just things out there that we just have to have the knowledge. We have to be willing to just go search it. And if you have any questions, there's always a number on that website that you can call in. And it is valid, it is true, and it is safe.
All right, Paris McConnell. So you're now with the Lieutenant Governor, Juliana Stratton. And you came by and you kidnapped Denise Moore, didn't you? And took her up to Chicago for some kind of conference, very important conference. I'm joking, of course, with the kidnapping. We shouldn't joke about things like that, right?
Right.
But in terms of the Minority Business Development Center, the Lieutenant Governor's interest in making sure that Central Illinois was represented in these very important conversations about how economic development is playing out across the state.
Yes, and so Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton, she just launched a new program called We Thrive. And her mind is to develop a culture of citizens who thrive. And sometimes thriving means being linked in with the right people in the right circle at the right time. And so she gathered women from the Chicago area throughout the M State. I had the privilege and the opportunity to make a few soft recommendations to her of people who I knew were thriving and were reaching out, and also empowerment. And so I was excited to see that Lieutenant Governor Stratton chose Denise Moore because she's doing the work. She's passionate about building businesses, building economic power. And I love her cliche when she says that everybody understands green or something. She has a slogan.
Oh, we keep your business in the black because the only color we see is
correct.
Green.
Correct. Yeah. And that really is true. I think that we as a community, we have to embrace one another and we have to build support systems. And so the Lieutenant Governor, that is her vision, to have a information resource network. And sometimes we don't know because we don't know. And just getting access to information to bankers and business builders and money management and business management and getting people in the room to ask questions and then training them, that is so powerful. And if each one reach one, then it's a cycle of thriving, surviving hardships. And that is her mindset. We thrive. That is inclusive of everyone.
Let me back up a couple of steps because I don't want this to be lost on our listeners that they know, because a lot of people may not know, that the Lieutenant Governor, the second in command in the state of Illinois, is a Black woman. And Juliana Stratton, I remember when she was first in office, she came to Peoria not too long afterwards.
Yeah.
And very casually dressed, nondescript, and came to one of the marketplaces that the Black Business Alliance had. And there was this lady who, you know, was going around buying little knickknacks and stuff from the vendors. And then I noticed, it's like, wait a minute, that looks like a security guy over there. And there's another guy. And it's like, wait, this lady must be important. And it was the Lieutenant Governor. But it was a trip. It wasn't necessarily announced. And I think she preferred it that way, that she would just come into this community and find out what was going on. I could be wrong.
Well, actually, she was invited. I personally reached out to her husband, Brian, and they love art. And so there was a Bronzeville sculpture display in the Riverfront Museum by Preston Jackson. And when I saw that, I ended up sending a message to Mr. Eccles and said, hey, one of your all-time favorites has a, you know, display. You might want to find some time. And he said, oh, I will definitely be there. Then the day before, he texted me and said, hey, so my wife and I are coming. Is that okay? And I said, oh, do I need to contact ISP, you know, because she does move around with the, you know,
ISP,
support team.
Illinois State Police.
And then local. And he said, no, we will handle that. We are coming. So when they got here, he texted me. And I met him down, and we did the Bronzeville display. And when she got out the car, I said, well, there's also a small business fair going on. And I said, and this is perfect timing because I understand you value that. And I think this is a great chance for you to see Mr. Jackson's work and then also see that, you know, Peoria is a vital small business incubator and you might find something interesting. And so I think I texted you guys and said, you know, she's coming. I'm not sure the time, but she's going to be there. And she came. She enjoyed it. She purchased. And I believe you guys gave her the mic and she got to greet everybody.
Yeah.
And ironically, it's so weird that we're even talking about it because in my iCloud memory, that day pops up.
Oh, wow.
And we were out on the, you know, lanai of the museum. But just a great day, and she enjoyed it. And then I sent them to, they wanted barbecue, and I sent them to Campus Town to go to the smokehouse.
And so they had a great time in Peoria.
They were here, they were in Peoria every bit of about 4 hours.
And you know, I'm starting to feel a little weird about that visit, because if memory serves me correctly, I think Beltman was out.
Yes. And so that was so funny, because as they were there, I mean, as we were there, you came across and she said, no,
It wasn't me.
Oh, well, it was somebody dressed like Beltman.
Yeah, it was Beltman.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. So Beltman came across the front. She goes, "Who's that?" And I said, "Oh, that's just one of our local characters." I didn't know at the time that was your official name or the character's name. And so I might have a picture.
Of Beltman
with the Lieutenant Governor.
Really? No, I don't think Beltman took a picture with the Lieutenant Governor.
You might be in the background, though.
He might have been. He might have been. Yes.
But yeah, I am.
But you know, I guess what I'm saying is that had I known the Lieutenant Governor was going to be there, I probably would have persuaded Beltman not to show.
But I think it just speaks to, you know, Peoria.
She caught Peoria at a genuine moment.
And it was also the riverfront city market was actually going on.
Yeah, that was cool.
They were so impressed. It was like, oh, is stuff really happening in Peoria? And I said, yeah, you guys, there is life outside of Chicago. Yes. Believe it or not, this is not the state of Chicago. There's actually thriving people. But I consider it a privilege to work with a person who's visionary, who cares, and she takes her assignment seriously. And she wants to shake hands and touch everybody, not just the highs, but she likes to go into neighborhoods. She was here for the Remembrance Cemetery down.
Oh, Moffitt.
Moffitt.
With Nance Leggins, yeah.
And she was so honored to be able to be here and to speak and to learn so much history about Peoria.
Yeah. We're running out of time. I didn't want you to get out of the studio without speaking somewhat about the school board, your tenure on the school board. Just give me a couple things that you're excited about, projects that you're working on.
Okay, so my tenure started July 1 of 2022. It's a 5-year term, so I'll be there until 2027. I currently serve on the policy committee along with Greg Wilson, and we're so passionate about that. We have a lot of things going on with infrastructure, school safety, that's big. So we just recently hired security staff to have one person in every building. It once was just only in the high schools, one at the middle schools. Now we have somebody on site in every building so that the teachers feel safe, the students and the parents. We're now looking at some other things that we want to enhance learning. And kids come from different backgrounds, and we are a public school, and we plan on serving everybody.
Talk to me about the phones. I heard something about the cell phones. You know, yes, I teach, and, you know, the cell
phones is a major distraction.
Issue. Yeah, it is.
Cell phones are a big distraction, even in the workplace. So even companies are now issuing no phone zones because we have become so phone attached.
And distracted.
And so it's a distraction for the student. And if parents don't know how to unplug, then their kids don't. And so that's a deep topic for us. We would love to get feedback from anybody who has an idea, a recommendation, or if you want to join us, send me an email at paris.mcconnell@psd150.org, or you can reach out to my colleague Greg. But we want to hear from our, you know, community, and we want this to be a community effort. It's all about the kids. It's about giving them a quality education. It's kind of, life has, you know, distractions in general. We all encounter a adjustments, be it loss of job, loss of family member, and things like that. We want kids to come into the building and seize those 6-7 hours of premium learning, because education matters and it determines where people live, what they eat, what they drive, what they wear. And I would love to see our, you know, community value education like it's life, and it is, that it's water, it's food, because it's it is important that our children know how to read from early on. Every subject requires reading, and you must be able to comprehend and to understand and to translate what is read. And we have found that the phones are a major issue and kids are so distracted, and we want to help them overcome that. And so we've got to come up with something.
Yeah, so we'll be hearing more about that. How's Reverend McConnell and the fam?
Pastor McConnell's doing good. He's busy. He's president of Baptist General State Convention. He oversees about, I think it's about 280 churches throughout the state. So he stays. Our sons are grown now, and I'm excited about that. My youngest son will be graduating in May. Thank God for that. They're rolling off the family payroll, and I'm approaching retirement.
Hey.
Yes. I've been working since I was 13, and I'm now not of age, but I am approaching.
There you go.
And so I'm planning it. I have a exit plan on an Excel spreadsheet, and I'm praying that God would bless it, so when my time comes, I don't have to be super old.
I hear you. And you got $400.
Oh, that money's gone. I didn't even know. I forgot all about it. That was like 2018. That money's been gone.
Paris McConnell, school board member, public servant, working with Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton, First Lady of New Cornerstone. Hey, thanks for stopping by the studio.
Absolutely, Gary. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Dollars and Cents on WPNV. Dollars and Cents is sponsored by CEFQ, not a bank better. Dollars and Cents airs at 9 a.m. on Saturday and is rebroadcast at 6:30 p.m. on Sunday. Thanks again for listening. Money, 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 money. Money.